TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. nice way to get it started. What's going on, everybody? It's the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. Bell, the Bold, Poison, 8605 out there at West, 905 here in the ATL. What's going on? Man, it is Aries season. Been waiting for this season right here. But Pisces, it's been great. It's Aries season. I read something recently. This is certainly true of an Aries. How long would you say your sign holds a grudge? How long would you say those of your sign hold a grudge? Pisces. A Pisces holds a grudge about 2 months. This is very true. I deal with a lot of Pisces people. My brother's a Pisces, and he will hold a damn grudge for about 2 months. I can say of myself, those who fall under the Aries, we hold a grudge unless you know, if you can really get past the blast of our temper, we'll hold a grudge about 24 hours tops. 24 hours tops. If you can get past the blast of the temper, you know, just out of the gate. Before we go any further, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. Boston, what's your sign?
Hey, what's up, everybody? I am a Scorpio. Very proud, very proud. Yes.
Scorpio. And a Scorpio holds a grudge about how long?
Forever. Forever.
Hey, very true. Listen, they say in order for you to get over a grudge, we probably need to offer you sex for forgiveness.
Oh.
But ultimately, you don't get over a grudge until hell freezes over. So at least you were honest about that. Hey, Paul,
hey.
All the way live from the other side of the ATL, give it up, hot chocolate. Hey, what's going on,
ow,
my? Hey, what's your sign?
I am a sexy Sagittarius, I am.
Sagittarius, how long does it take for a Sagittarius to get over a grudge?
Forever. See, I think I'm a different Sag because I talk a good game, but depending on who you are, I might not hold it for longer than, we'll say, a week or two. But if you really get to me, then I'll give it to you forever.
Ever, like, right.
The average Sagittarius, they say, will hold a grudge for about 2 days. The average Sagittarius, about 2 days, will hold the grudge. So, you know, you said about a week, and, you know, I can see how you can hold on to that stuff. Hey, let's go on out to Columbia, South Carolina, because we chopping it up with Fee tonight. What up, Fee?
Hello, hello. How are y'all?
Hey, darling.
What's your sign? What's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn, and I probably will hold a grudge until someone's reading your eulogy.
Wow.
There you go.
You know what?
Kicking the casket over.
Very honest, because what they say about a Capricorn is that you probably shouldn't even bother apologizing. You need to bring gifts.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can hold it. Yeah.
I literally have mastered the whole, I can look straight through you.
Like
we're in
do.
The same room, and I couldn't tell you what color your shirt was, your pants, if you had a hat on, if you had a wig. I don't know. I didn't see you.
Wow. You don't exist anymore.
Nah.
Wow.
Nope.
Happy birthday.
Well, just in case you did not know, ladies and gentlemen, it is Aries season. It kicked off yesterday, March 21st, and it goes all the way to April 19th, and we're going to ride this thing. Again, Aries season. Hey, one thing that I have found very true, not just of myself, I was recently in a room with about 7 people only to find out why I was having so much fun. I was having
they were all
so
Aries.
Much fun in the room because we were all Aries. I had never been
Stop
in a room
barely.
With,
hey.
With all Aries, right? So this is what I discovered. All, see, we
we've been tainted. Most people I hear describe Aries, they say we're crazy, we're outrageous, we're over the top, we're loose cannons, and I'm not going to disagree with any of that. I might be a touch with a little bit of all of that. But guess what? We're honest first, and everyone can't handle honesty. And what I also realize is that Aries are very, like, direct, apologetic about it. That's another thing why people sometimes describe us as less than in favorable terms. I get it. But ladies and gentlemen, if you know who you're working with and you know traits,
yeah,
they're easier to deal with. I'm here to tell you. Oh, listen, I have so much respect for horoscopes. Some people say they don't believe in horoscopes. Horoscope is this, horoscope is that. Horoscopes have nothing to do with
on point.
Religion.
It has
nothing to do with, you know, Allah or Jesus. It has everything to do with the atmosphere and the planets and the universe.
Right. And the stars.
I read my horoscope, and it is pretty encouraging because it helps me to understand. I'm not as weird as I think I am sometimes, but it's been predestined. Do you
right,
understand
to be weird.
What I'm
there
saying?
You go.
It's been predestined. For all of us folks, it's every season. I'm not sure how excited you are about your season. Don't know if it's past or if it's coming up. But
man, I
was born on the 22nd of March, 1976, which makes me 42 tomorrow. And
Get it.
Your name is
going to
be 40 deuce for the whole year.
Okay.
I call
hey.
It 45,
hey, like
baby.
That.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey.
I'll go for that one right there.
I feel smooth as wine. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and go all the way live to Columbia, South Carolina. Wrap it up, baby.
I got beans, tomatoes, lamb, rice, corn, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rats.
You
name
it.
Potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rice, corn, beans, greens, potatoes,
chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys. Hey.
Well, tonight, you guys, I'm going to take you not to Applebee's, but to Fee's house. We're going to do my take on the Asian chicken wonton tacos that they actually sell as an appetizer at Applebee's. What you would need is 1 pound of boneless, skinless chicken breast sliced into small chunks. And I actually shredded mine because they came out a little better. 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1/4 cup of stir-fry sauce, 1/2 cup of Asian toasted sesame seed dressing for your marinade, 2 tablespoons of Asian toasted sesame dressing for your coleslaw, 2 tablespoons of soy sauce, 2 tablespoons of teriyaki sauce, 1 cup of coleslaw mix, and about 10 to 20 of your wonton wrappers. Now, what I did was I took my chicken breast and I boiled them and I shredded them. I let them cool, and in a Ziploc bag, I added in the stir-fry sauce, the Asian toasted sesame seed dressing, soy sauce, and teriyaki sauce. And I let that marinate for about an hour or two. Then I just put a little bit of olive oil in a skillet and I sauteed all of the chicken and the marinade together. Set that to the side, took my coleslaw. I actually cheated. I bought the shredded coleslaw mix, and I just added 1 cup of the coleslaw mix and 2 tablespoons of the Asian toasted sesame seed dressing. And I let that kind of sit for about an hour. I took the wontons, and I fried them for about 10 to 15 seconds because they actually fry up pretty quickly. And I actually used them as open face versus the taco because it was kind of hard to fold the taco and make it to where I can fill it. So I just fried them really quickly, place them on some paper towels to drain. Then I top them each with about a half a teaspoon of chicken mixture, along with about a half a teaspoon of the coleslaw mix. Then I chopped up some fresh cilantro, sprinkled that on top, and they were absolutely delicious. I actually made them for the first time last weekend for my daughter's birthday party. She only had two, so she made me make them again last night. But they are amazing.
Right now, they look amazing as well. I might have to whip that together for myself.
Let me just say real quick that, you know, Fee, I don't know how you tap into my food intellect, but those Asian wontons from Applebee's are my favorite appetizer. I get them as a meal.
Yay!
Like, let me get two of them and take them home as a meal. So I will definitely be making those. I was so happy when you posted the recipe.
Yay, you make me happy. You got to let me know how they turn out.
Sure will.
Let me know. Yes, yes.
Open it up with Fee on Radio Show. Hey, it's Aries season. Hey, there's just a couple of dope Aries facts about one dope zodiac sign. Anybody who knows myself and others know that we are like super strong-minded. Strong-minded, about 155% strong-minded. Very, very driven and focused. About 80% driven and focused. And I want you all to correct me if you think I'm off by the percentages. I mean, you all work very closely with me. I'm just trying to really dispel some myths about Aries. You know, another thing about us is we're very flirtatious. We'll flirt with anybody. Just because we flirt with you don't mean we like you. Let me help you.
That's where the problem is, too. That's where it all goes wrong. Everybody doesn't understand that.
Unfortunately, I'm just trying to help you understand in Aries.
Okay.
Down to earth, like 90% down to earth.
Yeah.
You know, we reserve the right to be 10% asshole at all times.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You got that.
Yeah.
ASS kisser, 0%.
There you go.
At all. 0%.
Zero. Zero. Negative 50.
Reserved about 90% reserved. I reserve the right to be 10% crazy at any given time.
Yes.
Tell it like it is, about 130%. Tell it
155,000%.
Right.
Like a library number.
Hey, we're talking about Aries season. We're talking about Aries facts here. One last fact out throughout. Independent. We're about 250% independent. We make it happen all day, every day, and we feel good about it. We're talking about Aries.
That's everybody.
You be stubborn as hell.
Infinity. That's not stubborn. He makes it happen. Infinity. Yep.
He nice to y'all.
Hey. You stop it.
He nice to y'all. I get cussed out.
You know. So this is what I've learned. You know, God looks for equal sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Equal sacrifice, right?
He does.
Yes. For damn
sure. And one may say, what is equal sacrifice if you make $1,000 and I make $100? How could that possibly be equal?
Well, and the movement shows it. You don't always have to, the monetary side of it doesn't always equate to the fullness of a situation?
It has nothing to do with it, right? It's equal sacrifice, right?
Right. Right. If I'm willing
one
to give
that
all.
I know about,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, if you're willing to give it all and then the other person is willing to give it all, that's equal sacrifice, regardless of what you have. That's tangible.
Right.
You
be willing to do your all. And as long as you be, as long as you're willing to do your all, you'll never have a problem with me in most areas. You know, it's like, listen, you know, we're like, tell an Aries you can't, you know, they can't do something. They'll look you right in the face and say, watch me. You know,
right.
it's just the person. It's our personality. It's our personality. Aries are typically leaders. And I think, you know, when it comes to just making things happen, you don't. I think Hot Chocolate just said something. She said that's a problem. When I talked about flirting and someone may not, she said you may not interpret it differently. This is what I learned a lot of times, and it took female friends to help me to understand like what was happening in situations that they saw that I had no clue what just happened. A lot of times we don't even know. Like I had no idea for a long time. That I was, if you had just flat out called me a flirt, I'd be like, what are you talking about? Sometimes you can't see the man in the mirror. But when you rewind things back and you be like, yo, I don't know why that girl, you know, like got an attitude like that. It's cause Negro, you was talking to her, then you turned around and walked off with another girl. Well, I'm thinking if she
like
was that interested. Right, mm-hmm. If she was that interested or interesting, I would have still been talking to her. But I'm just trying to put you in the mind of Aries. I'm trying to be honest and put you in the mind of an Aries. See, a lot of times what comes off as one thing may not be that thing at all. So that's why
we're all
didn't
about
assume.
Perception.
I'm almost positive, not just about the Aries. I'm sure that applies to every sign. But I'm just, you know, talking about us tonight.
Right now. It's all about perception.
Perception is reality. Absolutely.
Perception is the individual's reality, not everyone's reality.
Yeah, but then it's like intentions. Intentions don't matter when that's not the outcome.
Well, I think at the end of the day, communication is key.
Yes, there is true.
In every situation, communication is key. One thing also about Aries is, you know, we love hard, but can hate like your guts just as fast.
100% harder.
Yeah. Yes. Petty. Do you think petty at any time?
Petty probably maybe 65% of the time.
Most of the time.
You know, because I think petty is relative. You know, petty is based on principle. And on what we deem as principle, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so I think when you look at it in retrospect, you'd be like, damn, that was petty. You know, I lost a good friend. Oh, you know, now I'm mad because I lost my friend. I responded, you know, crazy. Going back to how long do you hold a grudge? You know, me, no longer than 24 hours if I still have the friend after I blast it off.
Right. You can't be lighthearted. I mean, faint of heart.
I mean, but real friends
tonight, folks. It's Aries season. We're honest people. I'm trying to help you to understand your friend. You don't understand why you hate your friend, but you love them so much. It's because they're damn Aries.
Right.
You know, man.
I really feel like in any astrological sign, though, a real friendship will be able to endure someone popping off. You know what I'm saying? It takes, you know, the pop off to blow
sometimes
the steam and then the explanation for clarity.
But you know what? Sometimes that pop off can be so disrespectful and so spontaneous and bombastic.
It can be.
That bombastic, you know, spontaneous, you wasn't even prepared for it. That bombastic response, you like, what the what?
That slick mouth, that extra slick mouth.
Yeah.
Tell them about it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Love them anyway,
oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. Love them anyway. They're simply Aries. They're simply Aries.
That's all.
Bless it. Bless their heart.
We do love them now. We do love the general, and we certainly are going to celebrate.
Yes.
Let me know when you're going to be stationary long enough.
This weekend, we getting together for the weekend.
You coming in town for the weekend, Boston?
I just got back to Atlanta. I was in VA all week. We had a ball in VA all week. I'm definitely gonna step out in the ATL tomorrow, and we'll figure the rest out. My plan is to go see Gucci next weekend. That's my real plan. Gucci, Two Chainz, Eagles, and a whole bunch of folks in the
ATL. Live.
That's the plan. But we shall see. We shall see. Hey, I appreciate y'all for just rocking, doing what we do up in here every couple times a week. Just trying to, you know, keep people motivated and inspired. 2018, man, can you all believe it is March and it's almost April?
Crazy. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm right behind you turning 42, so.
Crazy.
It'll be my birthday again in a minute.
Let's run to the phone right quick. I do believe this is our resident legal analyst out of Washington, D.C., Cooper. What up, brother?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Hey, so
I heard y'all talking about signs, and I'm a Pisces.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he
but,
is.
Pisces.
Oh,
yes, that's me.
Yes.
Whoa, damn.
I mean, not like that, but I have an aunt that's a Pisces. I love her to death, but she's a little wishy-washy.
Coop, how long does it take a Pisces to get over a grudge?
A day.
It can be a day, but if it's bad, it just don't happen.
Right.
that's how it is for me. If it's bad, it just don't happen. It's just there.
You sound like my brother. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, so wait a minute, I got
what's
a question.
DC,
Monique
man?
Is. Yeah. Wait a minute, I got. Monique is born in the comedian. She's born in December. What is she?
Hey, watch your mouth now, and it depends on when in December. Wait a minute now. If it's early in December, it's a Sagittarius. If it's late in December, it's a Capricorn.
Late.
Okay,
she's a Capricorn.
Carry on.
Okay. No. I'm a Capricorn. Hello.
Uh-oh.
I'm a Capricorn.
You're a Capricorn.
You got 45 seconds. Go ahead, Cool.
Hey, because that lady is crazy.
Hey. Pump the brake. Hey. Pump the brake.
Hey,
I might have a closet full of Hug Me jackets.
Y'all crazy, man. Thank y'all
season.
For listening.
Watch out for them crazy Capricorns.
See him live.